Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say, the moon will continue to
now, 34 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara, and all of my other friends, including Allison Bruce, who's going to join us to focus on whether you're ready for the outdoor season or not. Are you weather ready? A lot of things go with that. I had an experience this weekend buying things for the outdoors, you know, cushions you put in the chairs. You don't want to be ruined by the weather, that kind of stuff.
Those aren't cheap, by the way.
No. They are not. You are correct, Amundo. So maybe we'll figure out how we can do this well and without spending a lot of money. A burlesque performer named Maggie McMuffin was flying
I had
last
one of
Friday.
Those this weekend, Maggie McMuffin.
Maggie McMuffin was flying from Boston to Seattle, trying to connect to her final leg. She got on the plane in Boston on JetBlue, and she flew to Seattle. And she got on a connecting flight, JetBlue, Seattle
Somewhere along the way, she had to stop.
Okay, yeah. Anyway. So she got on the plane, and everything was all fine and dandy. She was wearing a long-sleeve sweater, short shorts, and a thigh-high pair of socks. So she wasn't allowed to get on the plane because of her outfit. If you look at the contract of carriage, my pal Tom Parsons, who sadly has disappeared from sight for the many years he was on this program, one of the things, Jennifer, we talked about all the time was that contract of carriage,
right,
which stipulates that people can be removed from a plane whose clothing is lewd, obscene, or patently offensive.
Right. If it's
so the spokesperson for JetBlue said the gate and onboard crew discussed the clothing and determined that her burlesque shorts would offend family members on the flight. Hmm. So they took her off the plane. They gave her money back, or I guess they reimbursed her. She was told to go get better clothing. So apparently she did. She purchased clothing to get back on the plane. They paid for the shorts. And then they offered her a discount on a future flight.
She got new clothes and she got a discount?
Yeah. Right.
Like, why are we talking about this? That was a good day. Come on.
I think what was the idea here was that she's a burlesque. I didn't even think that term was used. She's a pole dancer. Right? I
mean, burlesque performer. When you say burlesque, it's sort of in style and trendy, though.
Oh, is it now?
Is there a difference? I thought there was a difference between burlesque and
it's not
burlesque
full
doesn't include a pole a lot of the
pasties.
Time.
Pasties.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that what they're called?
Yes, pasties? That is it. Yes. Yeah. I just didn't expect you to be pulling that word out.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. You surprise me all the time.
I'm naive, but I'm not that naive. Maggie McMuffin. That's what I like best about this.
That's the best name I know.
That's right. Does it say on her passport?
By the way, I did not have one of those this weekend.
Burlesque performer Maggie McMuffin. Come on. Passport really say Maggie McMuffin on it?
I'm guessing no.
Probably not. Yeah.
No. I'm guessing Maggie McMuffin is looking for a little publicity in this story, probably.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
But it's what
I think so. The only thing that I think is weird is that she continued on the second leg of her JetBlue flight. So the first half, she was fine, and then the second half, someone else made the judgment that she couldn't get on the flight. It's just, I don't know. Her outfit's not offensive.
No.
I don't know if you guys saw the pictures. It's really not that offensive.
No. Have we posted it on Twitter so everybody can see it?
We're going to, yeah.
We're going to do that, yeah. Twitter at Good Day Show. Constant conversation there. Speaking of conversation, oftentimes I speak about the marketplace and how important it is. I'm a small business person. I'm an entrepreneur. And I love to talk about the marketplace and how you can either respond positively or negatively to a proposition. Like I had somebody here last night who wanted to sell me some windows. I'm replacing some of the windows on the house. The idea of getting feedback. Somebody came here from Anderson Windows last night to give me a price on installing these new windows. Now, I'd gone to Home Depot and gotten a price for the windows, but I thought I'd see how much they would charge me to put them in, because I do have people that'll put them in, but I kind of wanted to just compare prices. So to buy all of the 11 windows, it's about $6,000, plus or minus a few hundred one way or another. To have them installed by the company who makes them, take a guess what they want to charge. Just take a guess. Any guess.
$12,000.
$20,000?
No, all right, between those two numbers. Good. $16,000.
Yeah, they quoted me to do my windows, to do every single window in my home. I got quoted by a very reputable company about $13,000.
Now, for those of you who don't have, like I do, I have carpenters that are on the farm. So I can do this, and it'll cost me anywhere from $15 to $20 an hour or whatever.
It's the only way to do it is to buy the windows and have someone install them.
Put them in, or put them in yourself. You figure this out. It's not difficult to do this, by the way. You take out some of the screws, you get some caulk, and you put it back in and make sure that it's sealed.
Sure, I can get some of that.
You can go to Home Depot and get it. Or any
really?
Any good Ace hardware. Yeah.
It's everywhere? Wow.
Everywhere. It's everywhere. So anyway, why are you laughing? I'm telling a story here. What's the big deal? What is so funny about this?
It's a pronunciation thing, I think.
What, caulking? Kara, tell me what I've done that makes this so amusing. I'm not getting my
Just let it out. Just let it go for a minute, and then
we'll die of its own.
I'm sorry, but the best was when Jen goes, "Oh wow, can you know where I can get one of those? Yeah, go to Home Depot." Oh my God, I have tears in my eyes.
I'll be right back. I gotta go. I gotta make a little do-it-yourself project. I'll be back.
Well, I guess I'm missing something, but it's fun. Anyway, I was trying to tell a story, and I don't know that I'm going to do this. I was thinking about that price that I got from that guy, and I was talking to somebody about solar panels. And then the guy says to me, there's a government subsidy you can get for putting new windows in, doing solar panels, doing things that are energy efficient. There's a form of what I now consider to be disruption. The accurate cost of doing this sort of thing gets lost in government subsidies. You ever think about it this way? No, we don't think about government subsidies this way. We just think about, oh, something for nothing. But it isn't something for nothing. You're paying for that subsidy through your taxes. So they want to encourage all this great stuff, and that's perfect, except somebody's paying. It's the same as a subsidy for Bernie Sanders wanting to pay for everybody's college education. What, you think that stuff is free? There's nothing free. So these people are trying to get me to buy windows or solar panels, but I wouldn't be able to, or you might not be able to do it, if it weren't largely paid for by other taxpayers. Would you want to have, I mean, it just look around. We're providing alternatives for business people to actually be able to charge what the market bears. And I don't think that that is good. Subsidized goods make things artificially cheap. So you're paying more in taxes because of all of the endless list of things the government subsidizes. The free marketplace isn't free when you have the government interfering. And it was just sort of, that came to my mind as I thought about what I did last night. So, all right, speaking about what's happening around your home, in 60 seconds, we're going to find out whether you're ready for the summertime. What does your deck furniture look like? That subject matter up next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This second baseman may best be remembered for spitting in an umpire's face. He's a 12-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner, and 2-time world champion.
And a drive hit to right field. Sierra going back, looking up, and this game is tied. Roberto Alomar.
So where is Roberto Alomar now? Robbie became the first player in the history of the Toronto Blue Jays to have their number retired when they retired his number 12 back in 2011. That same year, Robbie got inducted into the Hall of Fame after falling just 8 votes short the year before. Robbie tied the knot in Ontario, fittingly enough, on the date 12-12-12.
In the air, left center field, Alomar bidding for his third home run of the ballgame, and he has it.
Roberto Alomar, one of the best second basemen to ever play the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. I mean,
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and Popstar. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Think green.
Harrison with you. More corroborating information on the dangers of eating processed meat. Natural News is reporting that American men eat much more processed meat than women, and it's provably linked to colon and bowel cancer. This according to the World Cancer Research Fund. Seems men eat roughly double the amount of processed meat as women and suffer higher rates of colon cancer. Processed meat is commonly defined as bacon and ham, sausage, whether breakfast or hot dog sausage, salami, luncheon meats, the general Oscar Mayer palate. And just two slices of bacon a day increase a person's risk of bowel cancer by a whole 20%, meaning limiting bacon to a maximum of twice a week if possible. A cancer poll of 2,000 adults found that only 41% of women and 36% of men even knew that they had these risks. Food for thought from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to get your kids to respect you? Not as tough as it sounds. And all it takes is the science behind a really good quote. Solon the Great, who was Archon Mayor of the city of Athens, advised parents as follows. Reprove your child privately and commend your child publicly. Reprimanding, scolding, chiding, admonishing, correcting, yelling at. Do not recommend that one. And disciplining should be a private experience between parent and child. Censoring a child in public is extremely humiliating to the child, and the child loses respect for your parenting abilities. What's the cheap psychological trick? To gain the respect of your child, respect your child publicly, keep discipline private, and you know what? They'll respect you in public and in private. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Fresh Food Finder locates farmers markets near your current location. But what good is it without days of the week and hours of operation? Come on, Fresh Food Finder. Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging.
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and Popstar. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
44 past the hour here on the Good Day program. Let's move along here, boys and girls. Nothing to hear here. Actually, there is a lot to hear because we have Allison Bruce, who is the brand manager for Olympic Industries. Olympic is the stain that I use. Matter of fact, this was not planned, Allison, but I want to tell you a quick story about the stain that I bought yesterday. The Olympic stain that I bought was, I have a porch on this new, I bought a house and a farm, and the barn has an area that really is weathered and it needs to be repaired and then stained. So I got some stain, and I didn't know you were going to be here today, but it was Olympic stain because I've pretty much always stayed with that brand. And now you're getting us to focus on some other things, and not only the deck, but furniture. And I also had these guys that were scraped down one of my, well, there's actually a pair of these outside, what do they call it? They're not a rocker. What do they call those things where you put the, isn't that awful? I can't
Adirondack.
Remember.
Adirondack chairs?
Deck chairs. Yeah. Right. So they're going to do those with Olympic stains as well. So you're working on trying to help people all across the country know what to do. This is a perfect time of year for this because we're all trying to spruce up for our summer activities. So what's the scenario here? This is, do we just concentrate on the summer or should we be thinking about all year long? What happens to stuff that we leave outside and how do we protect it?
Yeah, so we've been going across the Midwest, about 11 different cities, to talk to people about Olympic Maximum and our new Weather Ready application. Mm-hmm. And what's great about Weather Ready is that it can extend your staining season because you don't have to worry so much about weather. So it can be applied down to 35 degrees. So you can stain earlier in the year or later in the year when the temperatures start to get a little bit colder in the evening, and up to 90 degrees. And what's really great about it is that it can be applied to damp wood. So if you're
That's the biggest problem, is wondering whether or not you can. We're always told, my father taught me how to paint, and he said you cannot paint outside anything unless it's really, really dry. But this new stain gets beyond that, or goes beyond that, right?
Yeah, so with our acrylic oil technology, you can apply the stain to wood that is slightly damp, not any puddling water, but wood that has maybe had rain on it earlier. So that's really great. And another great thing about it, which is uncommon from traditional stains, is that we have a 12-hour rain-free window, where traditional stains have about 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So if you stain your deck and it rains within 12 hours, you'll still be good and the product will last.
Okay, let's talk about the fun side of this tour. You're trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest paintbrush mosaic. How are you going about that? What's the, you got somebody to give you a bunch of brushes, right?
We did. So Wooster Brush Company donated about 33,000 brushes for us. Mm-hmm. And we've been traveling at every stop, all of our 21 stops. Consumers have been able to dip the stain into a different color and put it into the mosaic, kind of like a paint by numbers. Mm-hmm. And by the time we reach our last stop next week in Charlotte, we'll have the final mural complete, and we'll do our unveiling with Guinness.
So how are you really getting excited. This is a big mural. This is like 85, 90 feet long. How are you getting it around?
So we're taking it around in sections. So mm-hmm. we kind of have some in the truck with us, and then we take them back to home base, and then we'll build them out at the end. So it's been quite a feat, and we're really excited that we've been able to tell everybody about Olympic weather-ready.
Amazing.
And
go ahead.
Yeah. And if you want any more information about the products, you can visit our website at olympic.com.
All right, and find out where the next stop is. Maybe this week some people may want to go and participate, so you can see what the next stop is in this 21-stop tour, so you can see what's been done so far and maybe dip a brush into some stain and color part of it. This is kind of a cool thing as well. It's amazing what people will do or want to do to break whatever the record is. You know, let's do whatever the Guinness record is. Let's break it. Who would have thought there's something like this? But it is there. And so go to olympic.com and see the story. You can see the pictures of where they are right now. But this is a good, this stain is good because I use it and have been using it for years. Thank you very much, Allison. Nice to have you here for a chat. Good day. Time is 50 minutes past the hour.